tape. Okay, why don't you tell me your name and where you're from and when you were born?
Okay. My name is Sandy Mashburn. I'm from Albertville, Alabama. I was born January 30th, 1954. My husband, Tommy, is the root hunter, and I'm the one that takes care of it. I'm the one that washes it and dries it and brings it up to Tony Kaufman's to sale.
So how long have you been coming up to West Virginia?
This is our sixth year, but he's been hunting root all his life, ever since he was a little boy. You know, we have the receipt that you saw in 2003 where he sold 21 pound dry. So that's a lot. But we've been coming up here 6 years and have just fell in love with West Virginia, actually, and the people here. Tommy says it's just like Gatlinburg, minus the people. He loves it. He loves it.
And so what brought you from Alabama to West Virginia?
Well, Tommy had already retired. He was watching television, saw the Appalachian Outlaws, and saw Tony Kaufman and his phone number. He called him. He said, take off. I took off a couple of days at work, so I'm a banker. I was a banker. And we're going to ride up there and see Tony. We took one weekend, come up here, and Tony Kaufman rode us around everywhere, showing us good places to hunt here, and became really a good friend. So these guys are good friends. Even though now we're staying in Mossy, which is like 60 miles away, we still come to Tony's because he's our friend, you know, and Jennifer and Jody and all them.
Where do you stay in Mossy?
They call it the baseball diamond. Call it baseball diamond. It's right past the Chevron in Mossy. You go straight down that road and toward the mine, and it's out there on the left, baseball diamond. We stay in a camper out there.
You said you have you hunt on the hunting camp?
Permit. It's a hunting permit on 10,000 acres there in Mossy. We were, until this year, buying two permits. One at Mossy, one in Morris Creek. But this one, 10,000 acres, be all he can dig for a while.
And that's a hunting club that owns it?
Yes. Okay. It's a hunting club. And, of course, they sell permits. They're $200 a year, and it covers 10,000 acres. So that's, since he hasn't hunted any deer, any bear, that's what he hunts, is the wild roots.
So tell me about what the roots that you hunt and what you do with them.
Well, have May apple, yellow root, tops from the yellow root, ginseng. We have hunted black cohosh. We hunt just about anything that sells.
Did you have some of that? Did you know the plants in the woods, or was that mostly your husband who had that?
It is mostly him. I've learned, you know, now then to kind of spot him, but it's mostly him that he can be walking out through a field or the woods somewhere and just look up, you know, and see. You know, of course, the ginseng, you can spot it by the red berries on it, you know, and stuff, but he can. And then when the leaves start turning yellow, it actually becomes easier to find. But once it starts, you know, ginseng season only goes actually until first frost, or, you know, when the leaves die and you can't find it, so they don't buy it. For every yellow root, there's no beginning or ending to that season. So we actually come up in August and start hunting yellow root, and he sort of gets acclimated because he didn't have a buggy or a Honda side-by-side, and he had a pedometer, and he was walking anywhere from 12 to 13 miles a day, and the difference is it's straight up. So he's very acclimated to these mountains and heights. He can, for you wouldn't think he's his age, because he can go anywhere.
Probably all that walking.
Yeah, I mean, he's very fit. He can go anywhere.
And you were telling me that you take some, or he takes some ginseng and yellow root. Can you tell me about that?
Well, the ginseng, the ones that we don't sell, which are just the little smaller ones, he actually takes it and he will just, you know, he washes it, of course, and he keeps it in the refrigerator, and he will just take a little piece off of it and chew it up two or three times a week. And it gives you energy, and he don't have to take any medicine. I mean, they can't believe it every time he goes to the doctor that he doesn't have to take anything. He don't need anything. He's not sick, don't have any health issues.
Wow.
Yep.
Somebody
and he takes the yellow root sometime for stomach issues and stuff like that, but he don't do any real medicine. He don't do any chemical medicine or anything like that. Just out in the woods and stuff like that.
And it was tornadoes that sort of wrecked.
April 27, 2011, there was 252 tornadoes hit across the nation, and Alabama was really torn up, and the woods and parks and things that where he went, mostly all the trees are just laying over now, and you can't get through. You know, you have to dig for that. I mean, you know, to dig a big root up like you saw a while ago, you have to do some deep digging, but you can't do it in trees piled over on top of them, you know. And so we saw Tony, and actually both of us were doing a little extra money. We were both driving escort for some guys we know that haul mobile homes. And when he came up here and seen all these woods and stuff and seen Tony Kaufman's number, you know, he knew that's where he wanted to come to hunt ginseng. So, yeah.
So you're both retired, right? But does this cover sort of other expenses?
Heck yeah. We have, you know, just like in 2003, we bought that tractor. You know, we end up, it costs when you're living off the grid, and everybody knows that, you know. To run a generator 24 hours a day, it's a bunch. So we use a lot of gas, a lot of propane and stuff like that. Of course, we cover those expenses, and we end up having, you know, more and stuff, which he loves it so much. That's his favorite hobby is hunting roots of some kind.
How has the price changed over the years?
Well, like you saw in 2003, it's $280, and that was dry. And we have sold it up here for as much as, now this is dry, we have sold it as much up here for $700, $800, you know, $900 a pound, you know, different things dry. But then, because it's sold to China, the market fluctuates, and people will sell a bunch and kind of flood the market, and then it drops. And now then it's down, kind of, well, it is down. And now then it's 500 dry. But we sell ours wet because it dries about 3 to 1. In other words, what I've gotten there, if it dried, it would be about 1/3, you know, of what it is now. And so just sell it wet. And I think he has Korean markets that dry by it wet and stuff. So that really helps, you know, because we had talked about that, you know, what if the price goes way down? Should we go back to Alabama or what else, you know? But we have these other we're selling right now. You know, last week, you know, 16 pound of dry, which is 50 a pound. Now, that's 800, you know, right there. And so you can sell a lot of things, but it just happens to be a hobby that he loves a whole bunch. And we love West Virginia. I mean, West Virginia next to Alabama, West Virginia's the best. We love it. Are you from here? Oh, okay. Where are you from?
I grew up in Indiana.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Used to work with a girl that was from Indiana.
Really?
The bank, yeah. A Hoosier.
Yep.
Well, is there anything else you want to share?
Well, no, that we just love this place and this life. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, like I said, my husband's oldest of 11 children, and I'm an only child. And a lot of people just couldn't believe that I, a banker, after all these years, just up and quit one day, said, Friday's my last day. We're going to do his bucket list. And we just quit and came. And we've been coming every year since. But see, at home, we farm big. We have, my grandson takes care of the farm when we're gone. But he's, like, we have cattle, we have horses. We did raise deer, but now we have one pet deer. His name's Norman. But we have peacocks, chickens, goats, horses, cows. You know, so we raise everything at home, you know, and usually raise and kill our own hogs and stuff like that. But yeah.
You bring a lot of that meat up, too, when you come, so you can just...
Well, we have, up until this year, we didn't have one that we had just killed, but up until this year, we actually bring our friends. We've met several friends here, and we bring them fresh, you know, fresh hog and stuff like that, fresh sausage. But, yeah, we like that kind of stuff. We pretty much, you know, we're country. We're like that old gal said, we's country, and country wasn't cool, you know, and we'll always be. But, you know, the good Lord's blessed us, and we love this life, and, you know, sometimes, just like, you know, sometimes people just love this life.
Yeah.
And sometimes other people can't believe you love this life, but you do, you know. Like our family, they're like, oh my gosh, why are you going to stay 3 months? And we've done it for 6 times now. So as long as he's able, we'll keep doing it. And as long as Tony's buying, we'll keep coming here. Because, you know, we're pretty loyal.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, ma'am. And I'll be looking for you.
Yeah.